Dr. Pinsky with a male. I am Ian. Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, Young, Y-U-U-N-G. Perry Young is a 59-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 11-2-22, but on that occasion the rack fell on his leg. But the rack was holding orange juice, turkey, and ice cream. He elaborates that the rack slid when he pulled it, and it fell on the medial aspect of the leg. He then fell. He did go to an urgent care center the same day, believing he injured his left knee, calf, and lower leg. He states the rack was approximately 5 feet tall and had 3 shelves on it. He had further evaluation leading toward angiostensin diagnosis of a hematoma, treated conservatively. He's no longer receiving any active care. Volunteers that in August 1993 he sustained a fracture of the talus bone in the same foot. Denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. As per the medical records supplied, Mr. Young was seen at Inspira on 11-2-22. He complained of pain in the left lower leg. And was diagnosed with abrasion of the left lower leg. His wound was sterilely dressed. And he was placed on modified activities. He returned on 11-8-2-2, stating he was using his crutches with some relief. He does have numbness and tingling and swelling also. Exam showed moderate edema and ecchymosis, but the pulses were intact. He was then referred for orthopedic consultation. New paragraph to that end, he was seen by Dr. Harwood, H-A-R-W-O-O-D, on 11-15-22. At that juncture, he performed x-rays of the tibia and fibula that showed no lytic or blastic lesions. There were no fractures or dislocations. There was normal bone mineralization and no significant abnormalities identified. His diagnoses were contusion of the left lower leg, tibial pain, and crush injury to the left calf. He ordered an MRI of the left lower extremity. New paragraph. This was done on 11-22-22 to be inserted here. He followed up with Dr. Harwood to review these results on 12-2-22, He had drainage from the anterior lower leg on clinical exam. They reviewed the MRI, noting it showed an organized septated hematoma in the anterior subcutaneous tissue. An additional diagnosis of cellulitis in the left lower limb was rendered. He had purulent drainage. He recommended urgent evaluation in the Methodist emergency room. He would likely need at least intravenous antibiotics and possibly incision and drainage procedure. In paragraph, Mr. Young saw Dr. Harwood again on 12-20-22. He had been to the emergency room and was reassured due to lack of deep infection. It was likely he had a superficial cellulitis. Period. Dr. Harwood did not think his hematoma would be readily amenable to aspiration, but he recommended a surgical consult. Period. New paragraph. He was seen at Rothman by Dr. Krieg, K-R-I-E-G, on 1-3-23. Period. They discussed treatment options and elected to pursue surgical evacuation of the hematoma. Period. Dr. Krieg did do surgical debridement of a Morel, capital M-O-R-E-L, lesion, period. However, comma, upon follow-up with Dr. Harwood on 3-15-23, it was noted he had done well with observation alone, but he was initially scheduled for surgical evacuation given his symptoms, but this was delayed by workers' comp. Period. In the interim, he had marked improvement in symptoms that were currently minimal. Period. He does feel numbness. Period. He's walking without a boot at home, but does wear it while at work. Period. He's working with light duty restrictions. Period. He was referred for physical therapy. Period. He referenced the 2-15-23 MRI that showed marked interval decrease in symptoms of an extrafascial soft tissue hematoma. Period. His last visit with Dr. Harwood was on 4-19-23. Period. He was doing great and was ready to return to work at full duty without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed an L-shaped scar on the median left ankle that was faint. Period. There was some swelling of the left ankle. Period. He showed the evaluator his left hip externally rotated when it was struck by a rack on the medial lower extremity. Period. Most of the left ankle was guarded and associated with complaints of tenderness. Period. Plantar flexion was 35 degrees, comma inversion 30 degrees, and eversion 10 degrees, but dorsiflexion was full to 20 degrees. Period. Motion of the right ankle, both hips and knees, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He was tender on the medial aspect of the left ankle and the lateral joint line of the left knee. Period. And knee macronormal, feet and ankle macronormal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 11-2-22, Perry Young was struck about the left lower leg by a loaded rack that fell from about 5 feet, but he was seen at urgent care the same day and was initiated on conservative measures. Period. This included using crutches. Period. In short order, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Harwood. Period. By then, x-rays were done on 11-2-22. Period. Dr. Harwood also initially treated him conservatively. Period. However, due to purulent drainage, he was referred for a surgical consultation with Dr. Krieg. Period. The surgical evacuation was actually scheduled, but then postponed due to workers' comp. Period. Fortunately, Mr. Young's leg became significantly better, so surgery did not need to be performed. Period. He did have MRIs of the tibia and fibula on 11-22-02 and 2-15. 11-22-22 and 2-15-23. be inserted. Period. As of 4/19/23, he was doing great and discharged to full duty. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found he ambulated with physiologic gait. Period. There was no limp, and he did not use any assistive devices. Period. There was guarded range of motion with the left ankle, with associated mild tenderness, mild swelling that he pointed out. Period. But rocketed maneuvers at the feet, ankles, and knees were negative. Period. He was tender on the medial aspect of the left ankle and the lateral joint line of the left knee. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg or foot. Period. Mr. Young sustained a soft tissue injury by way of contusion and hematoma complicated by infection. Period. He has achieved an excellent result and continues to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. And that is the end.